Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today, focusing on just one piece of art. It's called Crimson Rain by Kurt Burgess.
That's the one. And our sources, well, they give us quite a bit of details on the work where you can actually see it.
Right.
And this really interesting theme underneath it all, it uses a very familiar character, but in a pretty unexpected way.
Yeah. So where can people see it?
It's part of the Los Angeles Center for Digital Arts Electron Salon exhibition, LACDA.
Okay.
And it opens tonight, actually, June 7th, 2025.
Tonight. Wow.
The show runs for most of June, so, you know, there's a decent window if you're around LA to check it out.
Gotcha. So the piece itself, the description is pretty simple, right? A takeoff on the Queen of Hearts.
Exactly. Like, from Alice in Wonderland, that Queen of Hearts.
Oh, right. And not just a standalone thing.
No. It's the third image in a series the artist calls My Body, My Blood, My Rules.
Okay. That title alone kind of gives you a clue.
It definitely points in a certain direction. Oh, and for anyone wondering, the listed price is $800.
So what's really grabbing attention here, it seems, isn't just, oh, it's the Queen of Hearts. It's the twist.
Precisely. It's how the artist takes that figure, you know, all powerful, maybe a bit bonkers, and grounds her in something really, well, really real, something often kept, you know, kind of quiet.
And this is where the hashtags come in, right? The sources mention these descriptive hashtags.
Mm-hmm. To really spell it out.
They connect the Queen of Hearts to menstruation.
Yep. That's the core concept. It's exploring ideas like literally the Queen of Hearts on her period.
Wow. Okay.
Think about that. This like icon of absolute if irrational power.
Right.
Dealing with periods. It sort of flips the script on both the character and how we think about menstruation.
And some of those hashtags are pretty direct.
Yeah.
And kind of funny in a dark way.
Yeah.
Like hashtag off with their heads except in cramping.
Right. I mean, it takes her famous line and just injects this totally relatable physical reality into it. Power meets cramps.
It's absurd, but it makes a point, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It says, you know, even these big untouchable figures have bodies that do normal body things. There's another one, too. Hashtag red card day.
Ah, like in sports. Simple analogy.
Yeah. A day you're just not quite up to playing, maybe. Relatable way to put it.
So moving away from hiding it, making it shameful.
Totally. It's pushing for hashtag period positive queen.
Right. And hashtag queens bleed too.
Doesn't matter how royal you are.
Exactly. The whole message seems to be about hashtag normalizing periods, saying hashtag menstruation matters.
And using this powerful, flawed queen character, it reframes it. She's still a hashtag real queen, even dealing with this.
It doesn't diminish her. It just makes her real in a different way. It suggests this isn't weakness.
Yeah, it really shows how using these like cultural symbols, fantasy characters, it can be a powerful way to talk about tricky subjects.
For sure. It kind of bypasses the usual awkwardness. Mm. The artist actually mentioned they plan to post more about the show.
And a link to what they call the unadulterated image on their blog. So you'll be able to see the full piece online soon, probably.
Good to know. So, okay, let's wrap this bit up. Crimson Rain. It's digital art. Uses the Queen of Hearts to basically start a conversation about periods. Trying to normalize it, maybe even empower the idea a bit.
Yeah, challenging how we usually see it by tying it to this, well, this unexpected figure of authority.
So here's something for you, the listener, to think about. How does using a figure like the Queen of Hearts, powerful, known, maybe even a bit scary, change how we react to art about menstruation?
Does it make it more approachable? Or more impactful, maybe, compared to, say, a more abstract piece?
And what really strikes you about mixing that fantasy element with something so, well, so real and often kind of ignored?
Yeah, that blend, fantasy and biology, something to definitely mull over.